Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And next week, as a special holiday treat, there'll be a bonus Christmas episode to look out for. And now, it's time for today's episode, the letter opener. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is time to make do and mend, which means the Jifflings are all busy fixing things around the deck, patching up the holes in their hull and the cracks in their Jiffling window frames. Albert and Young Pumpkin were looking up at the jib, which is the sail at the front of their boat.
Ooh, I think we should use an old tablecloth to patch up the hole.
Aye, that's a good idea, Young Pumpkin. Why don't you go and fetch it from the sea cupboard?
Young Pumpkin padded over to the cupboard and peered inside. This was where the Jiffs kept all of the items they found in the sea. And it was ever so dark inside. So dark that Young Pumpkin thought he might need some help.
Oh, Albert, can you help me find it, please?
Well, of course, Young Pumpkin. I'll come and give you a hand.
Meanwhile, over at the back of the boat, Friedeline and Hedge were tending to the window where Albert liked to hang his special pot plants.
Hedge, I have found this old floorboard in this sea cupboard which we can use to mend the windowsill.
Cool, man.
I can, like, hold it up, eh? Whilst you hammer in the nails.
Friedeline thought this was most sensible, because she was a little worried that Hedge might doze off and accidentally drop the hammer on his Jiffling paw. Whilst Young Pumpkin and Albert and Hedge and Friedeline were happily working together, one Jiffling was taking a rather different approach to mending day. Mostly, she seemed to be making a terrible racket. The loud noises alerted the other Jiff, who scaramouched over towards the front of the ship.
Miss Katie, what are you doing?
I'm mending our Jiffling bookshelf, Friedeline.
It, like, doesn't look very straight, Miss Katie, man.
Oh, very mended.
No, Young Pumpkin. Everyone knows I'm best at fixing things, and I know exactly what I'm doing. You all get on with your jobs. I can do this on my own.
Why, that bookshelf looks a little unsteady to me, Miss Katie. Are you sure you don't need another Jiff to help you out?
I don't need anybody telling me how to fix and mend. Luke! Miss Katie grabbed all of the books off the floor and went to stack them on her rather rickety bookshelf.
Ooh, oh no!
Oops! Oh my, Jifflings! That was the sound of an object which had been lost or discarded on Earth, and now it has found its way into your net. But you almost didn't hear it over the noise of the bookshelf collapsing.
Oh!
But as always, every single Jiff was needed to help haul in the object. The object fell onto the deck with a clattery bash of a sound. It was long and thin, and it glistened in the sunshine.
I think that's a giant wizard's wand for casting lots of important spells with.
No way, man. That's like a cake checker that we can use to prod our cakes and check if they're ready to eat.
Then Friedelein stepped up, for she knew what the object really was. So she jiffled up onto the story seat and began to tell her tale.
This is the letter opener, and my pen pal, Professor Florian Hausmann, told me all about it. Once there was a very magnificent ice dancer called Neil, who was very good at dancing on the ice. He did the twirls and twists, and people would love to watch him perform in his shiny, glittery outfit. Neil would travel throughout the land, giving his best icy dancer performances. And then, when he would come home, he would have lots of lovely letters to open from all of his fans around the world, telling him how great he was. And he opened the letters with his special letter opener. Oh. Well, whenever Neil came home, in amongst the letters which said how brilliant he was, there was always one letter from his coach, William, giving Neil the useful advice, like,
keep your legs straight as you glide across the ice.
And also,
always smile at the end of your dance.
But Neil thought he knew it all and did not need the William's advice. He only wanted to read about how great he was, like all the other letters said. So he ignored the letters from his coach William, and soon he was becoming too big for his boots. Oh, silly Neil. So, one day it was time for another grand competition, and Neil turned up full of confidence, waving to his many fans. But he had not listened to his coach. And so, when he went out to dance on the ice, he did not keep his legs straight, and he went slipping and sliding right onto his bottom. The more he danced, the worse he became, and the crowd booed.
Boo.
And that made the Neil very nervous, and so he made even more mistakes. Well, by the end of his dance, he was not smiling, like the William had said, and he had made so many mistakes that he lost the whole competition. Then he wished he had taken the William's help after all. Now, this time when Neil went home, there were no lovely letters from his fans, and Neil was sad. Then, in a big silly tantrum, he threw away the letter opener, because now he had no more lovely letters to open. Oh!
Aye, and now the letter opener is here. And so we have to make it useful again.
Yes, we do, young pumpkin, because that is what the Jifflings always do.
I think it could be like a balancing beam for Jiffling gymnastics.
That would be great fun, Hedge. But Miss Katie looks like she has a very useful idea. Why don't we use the letter opener as a proper shelf for the books? But I'll need some help to put it up, if you don't mind.
Yeah!
Oh, how wonderful, Miss Katie. Every Jiff agrees that that's the perfect use, and you'll easily get the job done with all the Jifflings' help. So everyone worked together to hoist up the letter opener, whilst Albert and Miss Katie secured the nails so the shelf would stay in place. And then Friedelein handed the books up to Hedge and Young Pumpkin, who placed them all carefully on top. And this time, when Albert offered some advice, Miss Katie listened, and they all worked together to make sure everything was back in good working order. Then, after a long, hard day's fixing things, everyone decided that they wanted to hear a story.
Yeah.
And so Miss Katie picked one from the bookshelf. Huh. And she did such a wonderful job of reading it out that soon everyone felt rather sleepy. And then it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Oh, yes. Like this one from America. It says, I am Nico and I am 4. I live in California. I like all of the stories because they are funny. I like when there are new stories, and I even like the older stories. My favourite character is Young Pumpkin, which is me. Ooh.
Like, hey, Nico, thank you for such a nice review, man.
Thanks, Nico. And we have this review from Great Britain. Hello, my name is Violet and I'm from York in the UK. I love listening to Bottleship and look forward to new episodes coming out. My favourite character is Miss Katie because I love dressing up too. I think the Jifflings look a bit like humans but also a bit like animals. Please say hi to my cousins, Rory, Rupert and Freddie, who listen too. Hi!
Hello, Rory, Rupert and Freddie. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!